Yes, the final score in Ulster Championship 3, Chris, was Letterkenny 14, Virginia 5. So Letterkenny have completed the double over Virginia in the last month. They also beat them in the first round of the Gordon West, and they're through now to the quarter-final of that competition. And that now, I think, if I remember myself right, I think that's their fifth win now in six matches. They just had a small blip for their beating 15-12 at Hollywood. So it's been a great resurgence from a slow start to the season, and certainly, you know, the team now is starting to take shape. It's obviously, it's been more consistent and been able to select the same players. It was a very, very good all-round team performance, and I suppose it's unfair times to single out players, but I have to say that and obviously Conor Delaney in the forwards, a big second row, he really leads by example, but it's a good solid pack, and he certainly is the fulcrum of that particular thing. Behind the scrum, I was very impressed with Conal Sheridan, the wee scrum half, who had a very, very good left foot, and on a number of occasions, whenever they were under a bit of pressure, good line-out ball allowed him to clear maybe 25, 30 metres, and that's very, very important for a pack when you see your scrum half finding touch and getting that bit of rest. Also in the centre was Daniel Faulkner, who was training with the Ulster under-18 squad during the summer. Big, strong runner, and certainly good pass of the ball. And Letterkenny backline now with Ryan Mortimer, another player out half, starting to look now that behind the scrum, that if the forwards can give them the possession, they can certainly do the damage. There was no score really until the 30 minutes, as I said. First 20 minutes, a lot of the play was centred midfield. At that stage, there was quite a bit of rain, and there was a lot of passing balls going to ground. There was a lot of kicking to and fro between the full-backs and the out-halves, and really it was getting neither team very far. But on 30 minutes, Letterkenny forced a 5-metre scrum on the right-hand side of the field. They were driving forward. It looked as if the number 8 was going to pick it up, but he let it go, and Sheridan fed the ball, and Faulkner made a break onto at the post. He was tackled, the ball was recycled, and Conor Delaney was coming around. He was fed, and there was nobody going to stop the big man, and he went over. Ryan Mortimer converted 7-0. So that was the score. And just before half-time, Virginia, I'll be a wee bit disappointed, because they had an opportunity. They put a high ball up, which was dropped. They hacked it on, and the right half, he was in such a rush to get the ball and touched down that he knocked it over. If he let the ball go to the line, he could have dropped on it, but he was so keen to get the ball. That really was a let-off. So 7-0 to Letterkenny at half-time. Playing away from the clubhouse, Virginia, and for the first 15 minutes of second half, certainly put a fair bit of pressure onto the home team. But again, as I said, good line-out ball on vital occasions. A couple of vital turnovers inside the 22 saw them come away. And then in 55 minutes, they get the all-important second try. Whenever after a period of 5 minutes of intense pressure, scrums, penalties, the ball was moved left. And a nice pass found Gary Canning, their centre, and he dived over. Mortimer with an excellent conversion, making it 14 points to nil. But Virginia had something left in the tank, and back they came after 71 minutes. Again, they kicked the ball through, and their winger, Paul Daly, who had a fair turn of pace, he managed to hack the ball a bit further, and this time he waited till the ball was over the line, dived on it, and that was it. And I suppose just to frustrate the visitors even more, McManus's excellent kick from out wide hit the right hand upright, but sadly it bounced into play, and that was the end of it. So that was the final score. A good, exciting last 5 minutes. But Letterkenny would have been delighted with this one. As I said, it was a bit of rain during the game, but towards the end of it, again, the sun came out. But a good game to watch. And from Letterkenny's point of view, I see a big change now from the start of the season. And their pack is now starting to look good. Behind the scrum, Mortimer and Faulkner are certainly, and young Sheridan, the scrum have it. It's a very good combination to have there at 9, 10 and 12. And certainly, they'll be looking forward to a lot more games this season. So the final score in Ulster Championship 3 was Letterkenny 14, Virginia 5.